You're listening to Ear Candy here on Local FM. I'm Mark O'Connor. I've got a nice program all lined up for you, and I'm not going to dilly-dally. We're going to get right to the music. Here's one from Karen Elson off of her second record called Double Roses. The track is called Hell and High Water here on Ear Candy.
I have seen mountains tumble in the valley of the dark. I have watched oceans dry up. There's a desert in my heart. Here they come to wage a war against me. Kill the visions that plague me. Here they come, the shadows apprehend me, but they'll never cut me free. Close my eyes,
Everybody stays. Nobody wishes for words they couldn't say.
Yes, yes, yes. Beautiful songs there. That one is from a duo that you actually probably know very well. That was Lindsey Buckingham and Christine McVie. And you would know them as singer-songwriters in a little band called Fleetwood Mac. Well, I think it's a Fleetwood Mac record. Mick Fleetwood on drums and John McVie on bass. Lindsey Buckingham on guitar. Christine McVie on keyboards. The only thing it doesn't have is Stevie Nicks on tambourine and vocals. That's kind of a little joke. Stevie's voice is great and it's missed. And I don't know why she didn't want to join in and write some songs and lend her vocal talents to the creative leanings of Lindsey and Christine, but she didn't. Anyway, this one is called In My World, and you'll find it on a record called Lindsey Buckingham and Christine McVie. Why make it more complicated than it is? But like I say, to me, it sounds like a Fleetwood Mac record. That song in particular sounds like it could be off of Tango in the Night. So if you're a fan of Tango in the Night, I'm expecting you probably thought that song is pretty good. Before that, we heard from the album Metaphysics. We heard Sarah Sleen, Canadian talented pianist, musician, songwriter, and a song called A Thousand Butterflies. And I think one of Sarah's great talents, she has a record called Land and Sea, a double record. And the land side of it was a pop record, a collection of pop songs produced by Dartmouth's Joel Plaskett. And it had a couple of pretty good tunes on it. And the rest of it was, it was okay. But for me, a revelation was the C side of the record, which was she just went crazy with string arrangements. So it was very much a classical, composed or underscored kind of effort. And it was terrific. I really can't say enough good things about it. And that's one of the things I liked about A Thousand Butterflies, is got that string arrangement. She's using one of her strengths as a composer, arranger. And we started the show off with a little track called Hell and High Water from Karen Elson off of her second record called Double Roses. I wonder what that means, double roses. You have to be a gardener, flower person to know for sure. All right, we're going to rock it up a little bit. Well, rock it up. Kind of a mixture of things here. I'll just keep you a little bit in suspense. The first one is from Blitzen Trapper, Portland, Oregon's Blitzen Trapper. We're going to hear a song called Miss Spiritual Tramp off of Wild Mountain Nation. That's right. Miss Spiritual Tramp on Ear Candy. Here we go. We'll be right back.
slang wrangler, sipping tang at a banquet, shooting no blanks, I give you more bang for your blanket. Tasty with a lemon meringue tang, and always down to hang like I'm friends with orangutans. Bang, bang, you gotta deal with the card shuffle, choke up on the bat with a fist full of hard knuckles. Sugar in the tank's gonna start car trouble, and Simon says, listen to Art Garfunkel. Buckle up, and this ain't my first rodeo, words of wisdom, like MC Search told me so. But sign a deal, you might wanna watch out, chap. And there's always free cheese in the mousetrap. Doubt that? Well, it's just the way the cookie crumbles, the way the rookie fumbles and the wookie stumbles. Why I double down when I hear a dope beat? Cause like bubbles, you can't hold me. Yup, yup, it's a whole spittin' caboodle, kicking strips that'll just keep flipping your noodles. Tell the cats and the dogs and the kittens and poodles, the villain's cold chilling with the spittin' caboodle. Thousand pics a word, I'm just scribbling doodles. The pupil of jewels, you know my style isn't frugal. Don't need your approval to keep filling your strudel. The burbs cold chilling with the spittin' caboodle. Man, please, these damn steez will give you pan of grease. Moving dancers to the antlers on your mantelpiece. Ask Keanu Reeves, I could dampen a damsel's crease. Wearing damaged jeans while eating a ham and cheese. From France to Greece to Mozambique, I'm out for kicks. Just like my bro Ambies, a man beast. Where the mic stands, I slam beats. And you know I get dirty, like white pants at Stampede. I plant seeds and don't need a plan B, cause I never plan to ever supplant my banditry. I rant in front of your Graham's antique vanity, standing at ease, learning how to speak Cantonese. You got weak fantasies, here's a champ MC, granting amnesty on Bandcamp fees. I speak candidly, I think you're asking for calamity, like manhandling Van Damme's family. Insanity, like a man in a van by the creek with manatees, who may or may not be James Vanderbeek. Tell your band, your clan, your cousin Anthony, Wurmberg is at it again, bust your campily. Doing what you can't believe, like fans who leave the stands without the chance to see the team hand defeat. Fancy free and I can't stand the pandering. Just heard you wanted mad rhymes, so I'm answering. Yup, yup, it's a whole spittin' caboodle, kicking scripts that'll just keep flipping your noodles. Tell the cats and the dogs and the kittens and poodles, the villain's cold chilling with the spittin' caboodle. Thousand pics a word, I'm just scribbling doodles. The pupil of jewels, you know my style isn't frugal. Don't need your approval to keep filling your strudel. The burbs cold chilling with the spittin' caboodle.
Boys, best keep riding, you hear? Best keep riding, you hear?
When you have it down, fly. I was driving so lazy, and my baby went crazy to stop me. Why? I just love my baby biblical. When I'm inside, I feels like a star. I was behind the wheel of my automobile, giving grace a ride. When the car passed me by, 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 by. I was feeling the wheel was as real as the wheel driving me to one. I was behind the wheel of my car. I had to be the one with the law. I'm a wheel of the wheel in my automobile, giving great supply. Way of a Chevrolet, it was she and why. She was looking for action and I was relaxing, for God's sake, smile. I was into my baby with freedom. She was out of it into a scream. She was looking for stars when the road left her far, going far into it was 4:43 when the car bade me to slow drive. I'd just gone through the lights and I wasn't quite right for this part of town. They just put me inside for the night. Even said I was getting off light. But when I did my people, I was out of that gate, giving grace a ride. Just to hear the feel of an automobile, giving grace a ride. We'll be right back.
Yeah, Giving Grease a Ride. That is Mike McGear off of a record called McGear. And I was thinking, what's Giving Grease a Ride about? Well, is it like Giving Grease Lightning, a fast horse a ride? But no, I think the squealing wheels in the middle of the song give us a hint. It's all about the automobile, one of the great themes of American rock and roll, isn't it? Or rock and roll in general. I don't know, Girls, God, and Cars seem to be three of the biggies. Before that, we heard a track called Blue Honey from a fellow named Pop. Easy to spell, P-O-P. Even if you get it backwards, you still get it right. And his last name is Levy, like in Levi's. L-E-V-I, Pop Levy. Maybe Pop Levi. I never heard him say his name. I'm kind of guessing it's a stage name, right? How many parents name their kids Pop? Lots of them name their son, kids Junior, or maybe even refer to them as son, but you don't usually get the age differential reversed and start calling a little baby Pop. Yes, I am just totally off to lunch here. Before that, the whole spit and caboodle, speaking of people that are great with words, right? Taking a phrase that doesn't get used too much, but you know, the kit and caboodle, the whole kit and caboodle. Well, if you're a rapper like Word Burglar is, you just flip that around to spit and caboodle, because rappers are often referred to as spitters, as in what they do into a microphone as they spit their words out. Spit and caboodle, Word Burglar, and we got things started off in that set with Blitz and Trapper and Miss Spiritual Tramp, and showing off a little bit of their rougher, more roughly hewn rock and roll side, which they periodically erupts in their music. I like it. They do this folk thing, and then they do this rock and roll stuff too, from their record called Wild Mountain Nation. And if you're from Portland, Oregon, on the rugged west coast of America, Wild Mountain Nation might make perfect sense as an album title. It's as good as any, that's for sure. Okay, again, the show is Ear Candy. I'm Mark O'Connor. If you ever want to know what's being played on the show, you think, oh, you know what? Gee, that guy, he did play one song I really liked, and I can't remember the name, and it's driving me nuts. You just go to Ear Candy Facebook. There's lots of Ear Candies out there, lots of Ear Candy Facebook, so you're going to have to say Mark O'Connor or perhaps Local FM, because I broadcast a show here live every Thursday between 4 and 5 at Local FM, located here at the University of New Brunswick in St. John, in the port city of St. John. So if you do Ear Candy Facebook, Mark O'Connor, or Ear Candy Facebook, Local FM, CFMH, any of those things will get you to where you want. And I always post the playlist. That's a lot of words just to tell you. If you want to check out what I played, you can see it online. We're going to move on to another set, something a little quieter. That last batch of songs was a little rambunctious, right? I kept saying, simmer down, and they don't listen to me. They're unruly, some of these songs. We're going to hear a couple. One from Wesley Stace, and then a couple from Sheryl Crow and Tom Cochran. Let's get going, though, with Wesley Stace. He's got a track here from a record called Wesley Stace's John Wesley Harding. John Wesley Harding was his nom de plume for his musical output, and he wants to just kind of reconcile it to his actual name, which is Wesley Stace. A perfectly good name, and he used the Jayhawks as his backing band on this particular record. So you're going to hear them in the background doing the oohs and the ahs, and Gary Louris of the Jayhawks doing all the lead guitar parts. This one again, remember me, Wesley Stace, here on Ear Candy.
I thought there was so much to do, but now it's said and done. Well, please remember me. Don't let the kids forget the stories that we read in bed for fun. Remember me. But while there are still mountains left and ice caps by the sea, well, please remember me. Centuries fly by, what keeps a plane up in the sky? Well, please remember me. But don't forget my late. I only went to see a show. My girlfriend didn't want to go. Remember me.
snowflakes in Prospect Park. I watch them flutter in the dark. Remember me? Don't forget my face. Don't forget my fate. Don't forget my fate. It's getting late, it's getting late. Like a sudden spark struck faintly in the night, and then returns the dark.
Afternoon Hang. Tom Cochran here on Ear Candy, and I was thinking Sunday Afternoon Hang. Why did Tom Cochran do that? Because people don't go partying and taking a six to the beach on a Sunday afternoon, right? Friday after work, Saturday for sure, a Sunday afternoon hang, I don't know, it might be a little more tame than that for a working class person. Just saying, and I think the reason is really simple. One time, they asked Paul McCartney about his Abbey Road song, Maxwell's Silver Hammer. Why was Maxwell's hammer silver? And he said, because Maxwell's hammer didn't scan. That is, it didn't have the right rhythm in the language for the song. It needed another two-syllable word, so he just put silver in. Gold wouldn't have worked either. It didn't scan, and I think if you said Saturday afternoon hang, it doesn't scan. Sunday afternoon hang, it scans. I think it's as simple as that. That's my theory. I'm sticking with it. If I'm made to swear in the Bible and give the whole truth and nothing but the truth, or at least a partial truth, that's the truth I might be going with on that one. Before that, we heard the title track from Sheryl Crow's record, Be Myself. Obviously, title track, Be Myself. Good advice for everybody, I think. And we started things off with Wesley Stace and Remember Me. We will remember that song. It's a good one. Let's see, we're starting to get toward the last bits of the show, certainly the last quarter, the home stretch maybe. I've got a track called Shine On Me from Dan Auerbach. That's off his second solo record. We're going to hear Maritime artist John McKeel. I believe he lives in Sackville, up where Mount Allison is. We're going to hear a track called Jewel in the Sun off of his record, Memorial 10 Count. And then I'm going to call an audible, right? coach is not going to send it into play. I'm going to call an audible on the field for the sports metaphors. And lots of people don't like sports metaphors, so I don't know why I did that. Anyway, it's ear candy. Let's go with Shine On Me. This is Dan Auerbach.